Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Terry is back from the other day. Terry is the virtual listener that instant messaged the ex-boyfriend, was in a panic. So Jen and Wendy did a great job of getting her through it, and she's back. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Did you initiate this IM chat?
Yeah.
No.
So.
No.
She told you not to.
So now we gotta
I
play
know.
Defense.
I know, but I didn't, he wasn't IMing me. So I IM'd him.
It now, was a whole 24 hours?
The first time on with us was when? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
No, it was Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was only a day or two.
What you've done here is you have lost the stare down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Basically, by not IMing each other, you were staring each other down. We were jockeying for alpha dog status here, and you lost. And I don't know how Jen and Wendy are gonna recover this.
What did you say?
Well, I said I thought I should be cute, so I was just like, "Good morning, sunshine."
Good morning, sunshine.
WTF?
I can't even defend against this. Did he write back at all?
Yeah, he said hi, then I said, "You ready for the weekend?" Or no. He said, "Yeah, hi. You ready for the weekend?" And then I was like, "Not here yet." But then he didn't respond, and like there may have been like a type like I
what?
Yeah,
I think I have a problem.
I don't understand what you just said
again.
Yeah, you've got
so like yeah. So I said so here, who? But H E A R. I just noticed.
Huh? So wait.
I didn't say anything.
We got to slow it down again. You get so excited and you get so nervous that what you say doesn't make sense first year. So you instant message
morning.
Him the good morning sunshine thing. His instant message back to you was what?
Was hi.
And then you say ready for the weekend and he says.
Yeah, not here yet. But it's like, then I was like here.
He says the weekend's not here yet.
Not here yet. Not okay.
Here. He's ready for it, but it's not here yet.
So now the ball is in your court.
Oh, dear.
The thing is like I started to do something that's bad, and so I thought I should call you because I like sometimes I think like my jokes don't like land very well. I feel like with friends and stuff.
What'd you
like,
do?
I'm trying to be funny.
She wrote "Good morning, sunshine."
She spelled here wrong, so I was like,
"No, she said something else." Oh, he spelled here wrong, and so what did you say after that?
Well. I was going to say something about how he spelled it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would stay with far away from that, honey.
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't need to be the spelling or grammar police. We talked to you on Tuesday and learned that very, very clearly.
So now the ball is in your court for the next instant message back to him?
Yeah.
Jen?
Oh, okay.
Bring in the I am wolf.
We got to recover from the good morning sunshine, I'm trying desperately to figure out a reason why she would have said that.
Could it be sorry, thought this is someone else?
No.
No.
Hey, back off, people.
They're already into the weekend.
Is the good morning sunshine thing that bad? Because he was so flirty with her in the first one, and she didn't flirt back, not even a little bit.
No, so hard.
She throws this bone to him just to sort of let him know, hey, I'm interested still.
No.
It's
totally lame and almost unrecoverable, but we can come up with something. Let's see.
All right, give us a minute.
Let's just totally change the subject. How's that?
Because they're on the weekend subject
like,
right now.
Let's ask him a question. Let's make him the expert. Ask him a question about, you guys help me, like a sports game, something going on this weekend.
Philly's just got into the world.
No. College football. They're just out of college. What's like the biggest game going on this weekend?
Oh, he's in Birmingham. So what's, is that Alabama? Is that near Birmingham?
Yeah.
Who's Alabama playing?
That's the question.
Who's Alabama playing? It doesn't matter. That's the question.
Who is Alabama playing this weekend?
Totally changes it. Yeah. Do you know who Alabama is playing this weekend?
Okay. Do you know who Alabama?
You just have to totally change the subject.
Playing this weekend. He's typing though.
Oh, he's typing something.
That's almost cruel. That little icon that allows you to know when they're typing is like, it's the most gripping soap opera ever. Like, I can't get the information fast enough.
What are you saying?
But don't click send yet until you see what he says first.
I sent it.
I think it's fine. Because we need to establish a reason why she would be contacting him with the good morning sunshine. But like why she would need to reach out to him. Like he's an expert on something.
Oh no, what?
He said, no idea, not a fan.
That's too bad.
Maybe ask him what his college team of choice is.
They went to college together.
Where did y'all go to school?
We went to USC.
Which one? South Carolina?
Or the real one?
We went to the one in Los Angeles.
Okay. The real one.
Dude, you're a foreigner here.
I mean, I could ask him about that. Maybe he still watches.
Jen, you better let's see how good you are.
Jen, come on.
I know. I was trying to figure out.
And, I just want to let you know, Terry, you have really put your Jen in a very stressful situation.
I know. I'm just trying to establish why you contacted him. Why don't you say something like, oh, I was looking forward to watching some good football this weekend.
Before you do that, is there any chance? I mean, let me ask the experts. Is there a chance that she could have been going to the game or something? Or does that...
No, because then she would know. Let me
Google real quick and see who Alabama's playing. Because that might be a tie-in.
They're playing Tennessee. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I should know that.
In Tennessee or in Alabama?
In Alabama, in Tuscaloosa.
So could she be going there? I was offered tickets.
Yes, that's perfect. Was offered tickets.
Are you sure you want to do that, though? Because what if he says, well, you have anybody to go with?
No, but she doesn't have the tickets yet. Offered tickets is different.
Offered.
Okay.
Dude, I'm I'm absorbing your power. Nicely done. Don't touch me.
All right, so it's I was offered tickets. Offered.
Offered tickets.
Okay. Offered tickets. Period. Okay. I was offered tickets.
I'm nervous about his response to that.
If he says go Vols, then I'll go out with him.
Is that all? That's the key? That's all it takes?
Go balls. Jessica's been out of town for a while. Go balls, honey. Seriously. Volunteers, Rocky Top, all that stuff. Bring it.
He said, you going?
Just say, not sure yet.
Good. Okay. You're getting him back on a road of insecurity. Nice job, Jen.
Hey, that was mine, dude.
Who are you?
Well, I think I said about going to.
Yeah, but nobody heard you. I heard you, and then I said it louder. Typical. So I win. Go balls. Did you respond to?
Yeah, I said not sure yet, but he's not typing or anything.
Okay, good. Let him stress out about a response.
I find this
pretend like you're busy getting ready for work.
I find this extraordinarily
fun. Don't say anything though. You weren't about to type something, were you?
You let him make the next move. You can take your fingers off the keyboard.
Yes.
So it's Alabama, Tennessee. What time is the game?
Because I feel like she's ready to 2:30. Transcribe anything that Jen or Wendy says.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting ready for work. You know, like no. Yeah.
I said it. No, I said it. Go Vols.
It's a 2:30 game.
Okay.
Still early.
He's got nothing. No response?
He's like entering text. As the, okay.
That's what you're getting the typing tease. You know what the cruel thing about the typing tease is it comes up on, like, if you interrupt somebody. Like, you notice, like, if I'm typing to Tracy and you click in, Bert, then it shows me still typing up on your screen. And you're like, oh, I'm going to get a quick response, but I'm ignoring you. It's cruel.
You know what I like to do is just hit one letter so people think that I'm still writing something for 6 minutes. Just L, 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 L.
What did he say?
He said, who would you go with?
Okay.
All right, so this is cool.
We're recovering.
All right.
So we're back to where he's starting to inquire again, just like he was the other day.
Okay. You could just say, could she say a coworker invited her or a friend invited her?
I would definitely say a friend.
How about just a friend? And keep it.
A friend.
Because that wouldn't imply it's a guy. It doesn't imply it's a girl.
So to say.
He said, I always have tickets through work.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
So what he's saying is, it really doesn't matter who you're going with. What he's already implying is that you guys are both going to be at the game.
He could go.
He could go also.
See, he went from not liking Alabama to now being willing to go
to
the game.
Not a fan, but I can always get tickets to work. Okay, this is good. This is good.
He says, let me know if you need a pair. Might be able to help.
Huh. Oh, so he wants you to go to this game.
This is good.
But a pair.
He's saying, I'll provide it for you, but you tell me who you're going with.
Right.
So he's not necessarily saying, I'll meet you. He's saying, I can get tickets if you need them. But she's already taken care of.
Hmm. Wouldn't you just say something? Don't write this. Wouldn't you just say something like, some friends were talking about going, not sure of the details yet?
Yes. Perfect. Yes, put that.
Okay.
Write that.
Yeah. Did you catch that?
Of mine are going.
Some friends were talking about going.
Listen, very.
Yes, transcribe what Jen's about to say.
Some friends were talking about going. Not sure of the details yet.
Okay.
Some friends
talking. Going. Not sure of the details. Because this puts it back in his court to make her, to ask her to come. She's just kind of tossed it out there. This, like, do you know where they're playing? Jeff was brilliant with the I've been offered tickets.
Thank you for giving him credit, or it would have bothered him all day today.
You know, like all that stuff, you know? It's kind of just like, I might be able to see you, but I might not be that interested in going. Oh, I still can't believe
she's reeling him in right now. She's reeling him in.
We'll just never say good morning, sunshine.
Just
and we'll
never
be good.
Initiate the contact again.
I don't even. I see the people I work with. I see every day.
What?
He asked me what are deets.
What are what?
Did you put DETS?
Yeah.
Just type out details.
Just write out details.
You got to write this stuff out. You don't use abbreviations after a certain age in your life.
What like are deets?
I love it that he doesn't get your lingo.
Did you type details back to him?
I did.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, you can't use abbreviation.
He said oh.
Ask him what is O.
Don't do that.
Don't.
He's kidding.
Just leave it. Just leave it. Give him a second to stew.
Okay, so his last response was just O. Oh. So you're saying she shouldn't respond at all right now.
She clarified details in his.
And his was like, oh, okay, details. Now it's his turn to respond, even though
he already responded.
Right.
He needs a response on his response before you can respond.
You should write back to him right now and say, look, if I go to Alabama this weekend, it's a sure thing for you.
No,
no way!
Why? Why not?
Dare write that.
I think your friends, you need to have a sponsor. You know, much like people who have alcohol issues, you have, I'm too excited about this guy issues.
Over eager.
And if you want to type him or call him, call a friend instead.
Right. I can't wait for you to touch me.
Stop.
No.
Don't. And write that to your friend, and then your friend will be confused.
You have no bad touch. I like stranger danger with people I went to college with.
No response from him yet?
Oh, just now. You said, sounds like fun, ... There's about a 50% chance I will be in Atlanta tomorrow and Saturday.
Wow.
That's good. See, now he's the pursuer.
on you.
Mm-hmm.
Can she write something back like, wouldn't it be funny if I was there and you were here?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Bert, yeah. You got a good one.
That's
way to
good.
Go, Bert.
I think
Bert,
that's awesome. I think that's okay.
My work
Bert,
is done here,
Bert,
people.
Bert, yes, I'm type out of here. That. Bert. Type that now.
All right.
Well, tell her very specifically, Bert, what to type.
Wouldn't it be funny if I was in Alabama and you were here in Atlanta?
That's brilliant.
Thanks. That's the dating dinosaur contribution.
And spell it out. In the A.
And don't write Hotlanta. Do not write Hotlanta.
No.
We're banning that.
Yeah, we're going to start a campaign here to teach the rest of the country never to refer to Atlanta as Hotlanta ever again.
Weren't we going to bury it? Like have a funeral for it?
Yeah, it's a death of.
Mm-hmm.
Like death of autotune?
Yeah, like death of autotune.
What if he writes back something like, I don't think that'd be funny? And then she writes back, why don't you shut up? And then
hey,
he writes back, why don't you shut up? This is the reason
negative.
Why we broke up in the first place. Well, I never wanted to be with you. That's why I only hooked up with you.
We're in dangerous, you're going to be the last one to respond territory here. Okay, hold on. Before you're, okay, what does he say?
Oh, he said, check this out. ... My girlfriend is getting married in Atlanta, and I might go meet up with my parents who are invited to the freaking wedding.
So his parents are going to his ex-girlfriend's wedding in Atlanta.
And so is he.
Yeah.
So he might drive out.
Does that mean he's going
them?
To the... Is he
Does
saying
that
he's going?
Read
can
it again.
Can she ask that? Does that mean you're going?
It says, my ex-girlfriend is getting married in Atlanta, and I might go meet up with my parents who are invited to the freaking wedding.
So his parents are invited. Ask him. So your parents are invited to your ex-girlfriend's wedding?
Wait, run this through the general.
Right, hold on. Don't write
You shut your mouth.
I do not write that.
No, because that sounds like you care.
Yes. Yeah, I think you just write back, ouch.
Ouch.
That was simple but good.
Like, oh, that sucks for you.
Just say ouch.
And there is no abbreviation for ouch. Not
ouch,
O-U.
Dot, dot, dot.
She said, no kidding.
See? All right, now you guys are on the same team. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm frightened of being social with Jen.
Okay, so I think here's where we need to make our exit strategy. I think the last thing you need to say is, gotta run, keep me posted.
Oh no.
What did he say?
He said no kidding, and then he wrote off to work, talk to you later.
He got the last one in.
Oh, dang it.
He got the last one.
He's still typing again.
Okay.
Should she write something before she gets his?
No.
I think you're done, honey. Hold on.
Break your fingers. Go slam your fingers in the car door.
No, not yet.
Never mind, you might need them.
He said, have a good day, sunshine.
Throw it back.
Leave
All
it.
Right.
Right. Leave it, right?
How about just you two and then sign up? No?
No, not you two. I think you should just acknowledge the joke. I think you should just write like, ha, ha, ha.
What about LOL?
How about a smiley face?
Or LOL.
What
works.
About one of those capital D smiley faces? So it's like.
So it did giant smile.
No, I think you're right, Jeff. I think LOL. That's it.
LOL.
All caps.
Yep.
And then sign off.
That's it.
LOL. And then wait. Just wait.
LOL. Well, you're giving him the chance then.
He should be the last one to respond, but she needs to acknowledge his last three.
Because it was a joke.
That's why the LOL is to acknowledge the last three. And then.
You know what they should do?
See if he puts in another one.
You know how they have a million different smiley faces?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the big grin, the little grin, the laugh, the tongue sticking out. They should do orgasm faces.
Oh, come on. Jeff, it's 7:42, dude.
They do. Put the little zero or no.
Christian, I won't get to your call, but I am acknowledging that it's a great point. If this guy's going to be in Atlanta this weekend, we cannot play this segment on Saturday morning during the best of.
Oh, yes. So
smart.
Thank you for the save, Christian.
Yes,
awesome.
Thank you.
It was so smart, Melissa, and I had to sing it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Anything back from this dude?
No.
Okay. I think
it's okay.
I think,
all right.
I think you
Close
need to
out.
Sign off.
Sign off.
Okay.
Get out.
Because I think the LOL is an acknowledge, is a but it's not a response. So technically, he still had the last word in. So you're gone.
I think it's good.
Are you off now?
Yeah, I'm off.
That was a
save. Well done.
Solid.
Good job. Yeah, you're
that's
good,
good that he said sunshine, right? That's like, yeah, means that's he's probably like,
well. I think that's a key right there. Good morning.
I think it means he's joking on your cheesiness.
Yes.
You think?
No.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are
you? Good, how are you? This has been really fun.
Listen, this guy, he needs a date to the wedding. That's but my thought.
I got the vibe
that's
that
he was. That's actually a good thought.
But I got the vibe that he wasn't.
Going.
He wasn't invited.
Going to the wedding. His parents, that's why he said, my parents are freaking going, because it's obviously a situation where the parents are
friends.
But
he's coming in town the same weekend as the wedding, so I don't know.
It's driving over to see his parents. If they went to USC, how would his parents live in LA?
Live here. Right, right, right.
Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. I just called in to say, I think, honestly, I can't agree with what y'all just did there. I just think it's a little ridiculous that you kind of built up this whole thing on a lie about football tickets and stuff. I mean, if she really likes him, why wasn't she just honest with,
you can't
do that.
You can't do the honesty thing too soon.
And we're trying to build time.
So you lie about it? I mean, so if they do get together, it's like, oh, well, we just started talking because you lied to me about college tickets and stuff. I mean, if he has any mutual feelings towards her, then I feel like she could be open and it wouldn't be a problem.
There is no lie about the tickets. It was all, we might go, friends might go. If she wanted to right now, she could hop on the phone with five friends and go, hey, let's hit StubHub, buy a bunch of tickets, and go.
Right.
So it's not a lie. It's just a truth that hasn't proven itself yet.
It's a suggestion. And hey,
it's
man.
A truth that hasn't.
It's a truth that hasn't been proven yet.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
You can't hate the players, hate the game.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, that whole outdated look, just be honest from the very start thing. Man, that went out in 1962.
Well, and it's different because she is so into this guy. Like, if she was honest about her feelings, he would be so, he would run so far in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Terry, keep us posted. I imagine that you guys are going to be on the same schedule every morning, that if he's online at, you know, this time every morning, it'll be a consistent thing.
But can we learn the lesson, and Jen and Wendy, I defer to you guys, that she not initiate any more conversations?
Yeah, I think because he talked about coming here and that he might come here, and you talked about that you might go there. I think the next time, like, let him hit you up tomorrow, because he may hit you up and say, hey, I booked a last-minute flight. I'm on my way to Atlanta, or I jumped in the car this morning. I'm on my way to Atlanta. I'll be there tonight. You know what I'm saying? And then you can go from there on setting up something. Because he should ask you out, right?
It's Birmingham. Like, are we 90 minutes away?
I mean, it sounds old school. But I think the first time that you go out with him, he should ask you out.
Let him chase you. You cannot err. We've said this so many times. Women cannot err if you're erring on the side of having him chase you.
Mm-hmm. And too many women think, oh, I'm going to lose him if I don't let him know. No.
No.
So exactly opposite. So no,
makes
more,
us more intriguing.
So don't initiate any IMs to him. Okay.
Okay.
I'd say that out loud to us. Repeat that back.
I will not initiate any more IMs to him.
That's my girl.
All right.
At least without consulting us first.
Okay. LOL.
Okay.
LOL.
Ha ha. All right, Terry. Nice job today.
Ha ha.
Thank you so much, you guys.
I think we saved it.
It's on, baby.
So does he, just for clarification, if he hits her up tomorrow, can she respond without our guidance, or does she have to call Tracy?
I think she should call Tracy tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. If he's coming here, we got to help her navigate that first time. And then it gets easier. Right. After the first date, after he first initially asked her out and he's showing interest, then she can chill out and be more herself and she doesn't need help. But it's the fishing. We're fishing right now. We're reeling him in.
What if she's online later today after the show and he's online and he hits her with an instant message and we're not around to help her out?
Yeah, she's got to ignore it.
She needs that friend.
Ooh.
She's got to ignore it, because then tomorrow during the show, she can write him back and go, sorry, I missed you yesterday. Left it open on my home computer.
Done.
Can you do that, Terry? If he instant
message. But he never apologized.
You can't handle this alone. So
you can say, sorry, I missed you.
No, you cannot say sorry at all.
No, you don't apologize.
We'll get to that tomorrow if it happens.
Okay.
All right, Terry, so if he hits you with an instant message today, under no circumstance do you respond to it, because you just can't handle it.
Okay.
But we love you and we like helping you.
Thank you so much.
At least hopefully we are helping.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope we are.
Talk to you later.
Okay. I think we are, because I mean,
I love that.
I mean, you helped her recover from Good Morning Sunshine. And what the hell was
to
that?
The point where he was joking about it at the end. That was well done.
You just you performed relationship CPR right there.
Yes. I am earning my texting PhD.
That was first date Heimlich right there. She was choking and you came up right behind her and got that thing out of her throat.
The Bird Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.